We're up to Yeshaya, Yitzhashem, the last shiur now on Yeshaya, Perek Samach Vov. We'll just recap again from Pasuk Yud. Perek Samach Vov, Pasuk Yud. Yeshaya was saying his final nevuah, and the way we explained it, people felt that they could have the service in the Beis Hamikdash and the temple, and then outside they could do whatever they want, as long as they had a nice service in the sanctuary, they could live their own life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hashemayim Kisi V'Aretz Adom Ragloi, the whole world is mine. You think you'll build me a little house and you'll confine the Shekhinah there, and outside you'll do what you want? I'm looking for the person who is Chorei Al Devori, who trembles, who cares about the word of Hashem, and he wants to live his life the way Hashem wants it. In Pasuk Yud, Simchu es Yerushalayim. Be glad with Yerushalayim. Simcha is a feeling in the heart. It's an ongoing feeling of joy, of gladness. V'gilu bo, and the gila is a sudden burst of excitement, but there'll be the constant joy of Yerushalayim. V'gilu bo, and there'll be the, with every additional awareness of Hashem, there'll be a gila, a sudden joy with Yerushalayim. Kol ohaveho, all those who love Yerushalayim. Sisu itam masos, and then that inner feeling will have an outward manifestation. You'll have sason. Sason is when you show the joy, when you dance, when you're happy, when you dress to show it's a party and it's a celebration. Sisu itam masos. You'll have the sason, you'll exult, you'll show your joy. Kol hamisabli maleho. All those that mourn, who have mourned with Yerushalayim. And it's noteworthy, the word is not kol ha'avelim aleha. Avelim would mean people who are mourners. But there are those, and this is especially meaningful to us, there are those who may feel they, Baruch Hashem, have a good life, and they don't necessarily feel the pain of Yerushalayim. They're not really avelim. But they want to connect with it. And they know that this is not the Shekhinahs and Golos, and they know that Klal Yisrael elsewhere is suffering. And they're Misabel. Misabel, the Lashon, he's spoiled. They make themselves into Avelim. They may not feel that way, they might not be Avelim, but they're Misabel. And therefore, when they make a Simcha, Im Lo Alas Yerushalayim Arosh Simchasi, they're constantly cognizant of Yerushalayim, and they're Misabel, and they join, and they feel that, they try to feel that Avelus. Those will now be able to show and express their joy. They'll be the Sisu Itamosos. Laman Tinku Svatim. In order that you may nurse and be satisfied. Nursing is a very enjoyable experience for a baby. It's been many years since we've been in that stage of life. But a baby enjoys the nursing. It's an enjoyable, and not only that, but usually the mother enjoys it also. Yosemite Shapara Rotsa Lino Kapara Rotsa Lahanik. The mother wants to nurse its young. And so too, when you have the enjoyment of Yerushalayim, Leman Tinku Svatim, all the pleasures and all the goodness of the world, you'll nurse effortlessly. Usvatim, and you'll be satisfied. Misho Tanchumeho. Shod can be from the word Shadayim, from the breast, is where the nursing is from, Tanchumeho, and the consolations. The shod of the consolations. That abundant of consolation is where you'll nurse from. Shod can also mean like booty. Like shod, at shodud, is somebody who's plundered. There'll also be a tremendous wealth that you didn't work for. It's the show, like the booty, the spoils, that will be available for us. and a consolation for all we've been through. Leman tamotsu, and after we're satisfied, the pleasure continues. Leman tamotsu, in order that you'll be able to like suck, like somebody sucking out a juicy fruit. Visanagtim, and just delight, miziz tavoda, from the honor that's coming, that ziz that's moving. The Malbim discusses Leman tamotsu. The way he describes it, initially I wasn't sure how he could understand it. He says ziz is like something that sticks out. A protrusion from a wall is called a ziz. Ziz is a dover cotton that sticks out. And he says like a rakik cotton shomine masika, some type of little sweet thing that they give a child that he sucks on. Anyways, it sounds, to me, I assume he means something like a lollipop. Something that's on a stick, and he can hold, and he can suck on, which, when he's not hungry, it's just, Leman tamotsu v'hisanagtem, there'll be the complete enjoyment of complete satiety, and even after that, continuing to just suck and enjoy the sweetness. Miziz kavoda, from the cover that's coming, or from that cover that is protruding like on a stick, the lollipop. Tichomar Hashem, for so says Hashem. Hinini notei eleho. I am going to extend to her, kinohar, like a river. Shalom, peace. Peace will be like the gently flowing river that's constant, and it's a full river, and it just constantly flows and flows. Uchenachal shoteif, and like a surging stream with force and power, the kvod goyim, all of the honor, the wealth of the nations, they'll just all be flowing toward Yerushalayim. Vinaktem, and again you'll suck from it, you'll nurse from it, you'll just easily and effortlessly enjoy that wealth. Al-tzad tinoseyu, you'll be carried on the side, if we're comparing Klal Yisrael to the baby who's cared for by its mother. So the baby's very often carried in one's arms at the side of the body in a caring manner. Al-tzad tinoseyu, so too you will be carried on the side. Valbir kayim tishosho, and like delighted in and played with on the knees, like somebody has a child on his knees and plays around with the child and gives the child delight. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu, like a man whose mother consoled him. A mother is the one that's the parent that gives a greater consolation, and the one from whom the child feels the greater love, the one who's more consoling. And so too, like somebody whose mother consoles him, Kenonochi anachemchem, so too I will comfort you, I will console you, with Yerushalayim tenuchamu, and with Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, you'll be consoled. Uriisem, and you'll see. And you had this simcha in the heart, you had this gila in the heart with Yerushalayim, you even showed the outward sason. But the joy just builds. Uriisim, you'll see v'sos libchem, and now that heart, which is inside the body, will have a susim. Will somehow the joy will come out of the heart and it'll spread through the body. V'atzmoseichem kadesha tifrachna, and your bones will flourish like the grass instead of being a dried up bone that's sort of lifeless and brittle. But once again, it'll flourish, it'll be strong and vibrant. Vinoda Yad Hashem Esavodov. And the hand of Hashem will be known to His servants. We'll see once again the power and the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vizom Es Oivov. And He'll show the anger to His enemies. Kihine Hashem Bo'esh Yovo. For behold, Hashem will arrive in fire. And the term for Hashem here is Yud Kei Vov Kei, meaning there's rachamim, there's mercy. Hashem wants to bring all the goodness to the world. But the path to that is through the destruction of all the forces of evil. So Hashem, as the Midas HaRachamim, Bo'esh Yavo, will come in fire, V'chasufa Mar Kavosov, and his chariot will be like the whirlwind, like a storm. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, L'Hashim B'chema Apo, to vent his anger with wrath. Af is means the nose among the body parts. And Af means anger, because one is often depicted as Ola Oshan Ba'api. The smoke comes out of the nostrils when somebody is burning mad. Af is the outward anger. And Chema is the inside heat. L'hashiv b'chema apo, the anger that's directed toward the nations, will be, without the chema, the anger that Hashem has inside, will be vented toward those enemies, those who have opposed Hashem. V'garoso b'lahav v'yesh, and his rebuke will be with a flaming fire. Ki v'esh Hashem nishpot, again yudkei vavkei, with Hashem again, will be judged, will judge with fire. But the term is nishpa, not Hashem shofet. Because Hashem, the nations of the world will be proven that they're wrong. There'll be almost like to be a court case between Hashem and the people of the world. And they're both on trial. Who's right? Hashem or the others? And there'll be, Hashem is like nishpat. And obviously, who are Yodea, who are Eid, who are Dayan, who are Mochiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. So Hashem is like judged, he's nishpat, but the result is that the enemy is punished. Uvacharbo is kol basar, and with his sword, all flesh were deserving of punishment. V'rabu chalalei Hashem, and numerous, many, will be the chalalei Hashem, those who are slain by Hashem. It also, Rashi says, ki vo'esh, the fire here is the fire of Gehenna. We're talking about the final end of time, the end of the world as we know it in this era of Klal Yisrael going through Golos. And that fire will be the fire of Gehenna, where the final end is given to all the Rishonim. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hamiskadshim, those that prepare themselves. As Rashi says, Hamizdamnim, they make a hazmona, a preparation, and say, you know what, today, I and you will go on a certain day, whatever, let's make plans today, on a certain day we'll go to serve the Avodah Zarah. And make a certain day of the month. This day of the month is a holiday. They're all going to go to the Avodah Zarah, to the church, or the temple, or the mosque, or whatever it is. A certain day they're going to their worship. Hamiskadshim, those that prepare themselves in advance. And again, hazmona is a tremendous thing if it's used for kedusha, for good things. But here are those who prepare for wrong. V'hamitarim, and they purify themselves. Maybe they go through a baptism or something. They go through the holy waters in order to be properly prepared for this. El Haganos. And they're preparing to go into the gardens. Some places they have a prayer garden or a meditation garden. Achar Achas Batovech. They go Achar after Achas. One other group, after another group. They have allotted slots. They can't fit all the people that are interested in this service. So they have one group after another. Batovech, and they go into the middle of the garden. And over there they got that statue or that idol, or whatever they're thinking about and worshipping. Ochlei v'sar ha-chazir, those who eat the flesh of the swine, of the pig, of that chazer, vasheketz, and all the abominable, disgusting things, the achbar and the mouse, all those people, yachtov yasufu num Hashem, all together they'll be consumed. So says Hashem. Amiskadshim v'amitarim, they prepare themselves to go to the gardens. The gardens is the place where people go to appreciate nature. It could be they go to the gardens, and over there, that's where their worship is. They sit in the lush grass, under the beautiful shade of the trees, and over there they have their idol, what they're worshiping. Perhaps they're worshiping nature itself. V'ksiv is achar echod. Echod is lashon zachar in the masculine. To be strong, independent. The giver, the one who's independent. And they feel that the nature or their idol or their whatever they're worshipping is the power, is the truth. But we read the word achas. Achar achas batovech. Whatever they're looking at is certainly only dependent. The weaker form, in the feminine form of the word. Achar achas batovech. And batovech, whatever it is only intended to be in the middle. This is the way it's explained by Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch's son, Rav Mendel. Achar achas batovech, whatever it is in the garden is only batovech, to be the middleman, to be in the middle. It's a conduit that you see the beautiful nature and you come to realize Hashem. It's supposed to be just in the middle. But they prepare themselves to go there and that's all that they care about. And perhaps they have their sincere ideals, very often these other beliefs and system, value systems and religions. They may start off with some people who have a sincerity and they feel this is the way to improve the world. But it degenerates into ochle v'sar ha-chazir, ha-sheketz v'ha-achbar, eating everything they want, disgusting or not, because there's no, if it's not God's word, and we're deciding what counts, then when we want to enjoy and indulge in all the lusts and pleasures and of the world, if the religion is man-made, the man can make the religion to fit his desires. They prepare themselves for the garden, but they end up consuming anything that perhaps tastes good. There are no boundaries and no kedusha, no meaning in life. V'anochi, but I, maseyem u'machshavoseyem, I'm together with their deeds, I'm with their thoughts. Bo'a coming l'kabetzes kol ha-goyim v'haloshonos. Coming together all of the nations and the languages. It's a difficult pasuk to translate. Part of the difficulty is bo'a is loshon nekeva. V'anochi I, if I is Hashem, bo'a is not the appropriate term. It could be v'anochi and I. I am Hashem, and I am going to show you what I'll do. This is what the way Rashi explains. V'anochi and for I, what am I going to do? Maseyim u'machshavoseyim, their actions and their deeds, which is lashon nekeva. Bo'o, it's coming, each one of them, all those things are coming. And it's going to cause me to cause the kibbutz golios and to bring all the nations of the world to Yerushalayim and those who will learn in a moment about the punishment that they will get. But this can no longer be tolerated. Maseyim u'machshavoseyim, their actions and their thoughts, bo'o, it's coming. And the result will be, l'kabitz es kol ha-goyim v'ha-lashonos together, all of the nations and tongues, uvo, and they'll come v'ro es kavodi, and they'll see my honor. V'samti v'hem os. And at this point, Zechariah Hanavi discusses what will be at the end of days. Yecheskel discusses it. And to see a full picture, all the sources need to be studied. And after all of that, we won't know exactly what will be until it is. Then we'll totally understand what is meant. But the Samti Vahem Os, the nations that gather, And it doesn't say here while they'll gather. They're going to gather and they're going to see Hashem's honor. But the Mephorshim explain, we know from elsewhere, they're going to be gathering for war, to fight against Hashem and against God's people. And they're going to be destroyed. But the Samti Vohem Os, I'm going to place a sign in them. They're going to be physically, Zechariah discusses, Homek Besorov, Einov, Lashono, Timak. They're going to like dissolve and fall apart, and they're going to be broken people. V'samti v'hem os, I'll place a sign in them. V'shilachni mehem pleitim, and I will send some survivors, El Hagoyim, to the other nations of the world. They'll leave Yerushalayim, and they'll go on their way, El Hagoyim, to the nations, Tarshish, Pul, Velud. These are different countries. Moshe Keshes, those who fight with a bow and arrow. Moshe is to pull, because they pull the drawstring. Again, I don't know what this is referring. Could be it's referring to any weapon, which is not like a sword, that you shoot and you fire and it goes into the distance. In those days it was bow and arrow, but perhaps it could be referring to missiles. But Moshe Keshes, those who draw with a bow and they shoot their projectiles to a distance. Tuval, V'yavon, these different nations. Ho'im ho'rechokim, those on the distant islands. Ashelo shamu es shimi, who have not heard of my fame. V'lo ro es kavodi, they haven't seen my glory. It's an unbelievable world we live in, because so much of the world has been influenced to a certain extent by Klal Yisrael, by the Torah, certain ideals and certain practices the world realizes is wrong, and they've learned and they've gained that knowledge from us. Doesn't mean they live by it. Perhaps outwardly they profess the truths of the Torah, but on the other hand, there are some places in those islands, somewhere in the Pacific, and these countries in the middle of who knows where, in Africa perhaps, even though there's plenty of help they get from the Jews over there in those countries also. But there are those who perhaps have still not heard. They haven't heard about Hashem. They haven't seen my honor. The truth is, even if they're helped by the Jews, they don't. It's so watered down, and it's no longer, they're not in touch with the religious Jewry. They haven't seen and heard about Hashem. V'yidu es kavodi bagoyim. But these survivors will go back and they'll say about how they came to Yerushalayim and they've seen and become aware of the greatness of Hashem. And from those distant countries, there'll be a feeling of, let's come and serve Hashem, let's bring a present. And the present they give is v'yidu es kol acheichem. They will bring all of your brethren, all of your brothers, those Yidden who are not yet in Yerushalayim. Again, I don't know if this is the initial kibbutz or after we've all been gathered, most of us, and yet somehow there are Goyim Yidden remaining behind. There are some Jews still in these outlying countries. They'll bring your brethren, Mikol HaGoyim, from all the nations, as a mincha, as an offering Lashem. What better present could there be than to bring a Jew? They want to bring a present to God. Take a look at who we have here. We have a Jewish person. He doesn't identify himself with the Jews. He's lived among us for centuries and we never heard about Hashem. But now that we know, we've found out he indeed is one of your nation. And they'll bring them basusim with horses, uvarechev and chariot, uvatzavim covered wagons, Uva prodim and with mules, uva kirkoros. Some translate, like by David, he was macharker, he danced. Uva kirkoros means there'll be a dancing. They'll bring, others learn kirkoros is a certain type of animal, perhaps a dromedary in the family of, in the camel family. But they'll bring Klal Yisrael either on animals or dancing, al har kodshi, to my holy mountain, Yerushalayim. Amar Hashem. That's the greatest present you can bring to Hashem, is bring him back one of our Jewish brethren. Kasher Yaviu Bnei Yisrael Samincha. Like Kla Yisrael brings the Korban Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, Bichli Tor, in a pure vessel, Beis Hashem, to the house of Hashem. People would bring the Korban Mincha in a beautiful basket that's clean, that's holy. And that's the way they would bring their Mincha. And so too the Goyim will gift wrap the Jews. They'll bring them in the most clean, pure vessel, in order to bring them back to Yerushalayim. V'gamehem ekach lakohanim lalevim. And also from them, from those Jews who have been lost, and v'gamehem from those goyim who bring the Jews who were lost. V'gamehem also from them ekach lakohanim lalevim, for kohanim and levim, Amar Hashem. We don't know how many of our brethren who might think they're Yisraelim, who are really Kohanim and Levim. If a person wasn't sure at some point, there might have been some doubt. So he just settled for being a Yisrael. But he might really be a Kohen and Levi. And there might even be somebody we think is a Goy. And all of a sudden, Hashem says, you know what? He's a Jew and he's really a Kohen. A lot has been lost over the centuries. I just mention this because it's a phenomenal discovery. But I heard that they did DNA testing on Kohanim, and they discovered that they have a common gene that traces them back to the same ancestor. So the Yichus and Klal Yisrael is remarkably pure. It's unbelievable pure. But among the Goyim, there are those who are lost. Among the Goyim, there are even more of us that are lost and assimilated and we don't know. But I'll take for them for Kohanim and Levim. Ki kasher ha-shamayim ha-chadoshim. There's going to be a new world order. Just like ha-shamayim ha-chadoshim, the new heavens, the oretz ha-chadosha, and the new land, the new earth, asher ani oseh that I'm making. Omdim lefonai ne'um Hashem. They're going to be enduring, standing before me, Hashem says. The world has gone through a lot of changes, a lot of war, a lot of disease, a lot of sicknesses, and a lot of radiation, a lot of poison. In the future, the world will reach its perfection. It'll be like Gan Eden on earth. There'll be a new heavens, a new earth. And just like that will remain, so to your descendants, Klal Yisrael is eternal. It will remain also forever. V'shimchem, in your reputation, Klal Yisrael will be the leader forever. And as we finish Sefer Yeshaya, we mention in that first perek, the same way it says, Hashem complained about the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem said, Lomali rozi v'cheichem yomar Hashem. Why do I need your karbonos? Midikesh zos mi'erchem ramos chatzeroi. Who asked you to trample my courtyards? And Yeshaya closed off with his message that you can't just keep the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem and do what you want in your own life. In that first perek, Hashem said, Chodsheichem u'moadeichem sono nafshi. I hate the celebration of your Rosh Chodesh and your Shabbos. It's just an occasion to party, but it has no spiritual significance. Chodsheichem u'moadeichem sono nafshi. That was in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalit. Again, we conclude Sefer Yeshaya. At the end, after all has been said and done, V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodsho, it'll be every month on its month, U'midei Shabbos b'shabbato, and every Shabbos on its day, on Shabbos, Yovo chol basar, all flesh, everyone, every creation, all that Hashem has made, will come l'shtachavos lefonai, Omar Hashem, to bow down before me. Hashem says. Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh will be a spiritual occasion. As we've mentioned in the times of the Shoftim. Actually, it was by Elisha. That was already in the times of the kings. It says, Madua at holeches elov hayom lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. The Isha Shunamis was asked by her husband, why are you going to the Navi? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos were days to go to the Navi, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to imbibe the spiritual nourishment for the week and for the month. Every month, every week, everyone will come to bow down before Hashem. And the world reaches its perfection. But the road there is littered with corpses. There's a lot of nations, a lot of false beliefs, idolatry, wickedness strewn along the way. The Yotzu V'ro, they'll go out and they'll take a look, they'll see Befigrei Ha'anoshim, the corpses of the men Haposhim Bi, who rebelled against me, and we're talking about the worst. Those who are Posheya, not a Chatos, not an Avon, but a rebellious nature. And those among the greatest Rishayim, Kisolatam Lo Samus, their worm will not die, meaning they'll be constantly decaying. The Isham Lo Sichbe, and their fire will not be extinguished, but they'll be burning constantly. V'hayu Deiron L'chol Basar, they'll lie in disgrace before all mankind. The Targum says, Deiron is almost like two words. Dei, enough, Ra'on, of seeing. The words of the Targum, Adiyemrun La'alehon Tzadikaya, Misas Chazena. The Tzadikim will say, we've seen enough. Klal Yisrael's gone through the centuries of persecution. But there'll be a point and they'll say, Hashem has punished the wicked. We've seen enough of the punishment. All we want is the goodness and the closeness, the kirvas Elokim, to be close and to know Hashem. And we end off, when we lay this Haftorah, we always end off on a positive, a good note. V'hoya mide chodesh v'chodsho mide Shabbos b'shabbato, every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos, yavo chol basar lishtachavos lefonai. All mankind will come to prostrate themselves before me. Omar Hashem, so says Hashem. May that day come speedily in our days, and we should see the Kvod Hashem, the Kvod Shamayim, the honor of Hashem. Mazel Tov.